Hello, hello. Good morning. Okay, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is the October 25th edition of Talkline, and I'm Diane McGachran, and sitting in for John Active temporarily is Carolyn.
August 25th, my
dear. October. Sorry.
Good morning.
It's
this
August.
Is Carolyn.
Why do I think it's October?
Maybe because it's getting so cold out already and dark.
And you're wearing orange like Halloween, so I got confused. Anyway, we have a few things we're going to read, but before we do, we'll go ahead to a first caller, John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's trying to break now, finally.
Breaking?
Yes.
We want sunshine.
Well, it's good for the plants and animals, kind of depressing on us, how you viewpoint it. Some like nice rainy weather, though. I just want to wish everyone, I'm just going to listen today, and wish everyone a good weekend, safe weekend. Please wear your life jacket and don't drink and drive. Hunting season's coming up and next week, so when you're out hunting, please be careful. Make sure you know what you're shooting at.
Oh, yeah.
And don't get wild trigger on that. Make sure you're legal for a ball, you know. And make sure that a person, sometimes people look like animals from a long way.
Oh, wow.
They have binoculars.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen, you can people hear calling, you can almost know they're human, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some sound like a moose. So you just got to pay attention around your surroundings. I hope everyone has a good, successful moose hunt.
Good,
everyone,
good.
Please be safe, and roads are still kind of slicker from all this rain, you know.
Yeah.
And watch out for pedestrians, too.
And the potholes.
Yeah, and the potholes. Don't be weaving and taking somebody else's leeway, either.
Watch out for the fast drivers. They better be driving 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, and then some of them decide to take your leeway and try to avoid the potholes. And
all right.
Take your right away, you know. You got to watch some of these people.
Yeah.
Just slow down when you see potholes. No need to weave.
No. Just slow way down and
that's what
enjoy the experience, the roller coaster
natural
experience.
Speed bump.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
you guys
right.
Have
thank
a good
you,
weekend.
John.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good to hear you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to say before I get off the air, because Mr. John Active is here, I want to tell everyone thank you for supporting Dr. Jill Seaman last night at the Sudan Gala. It was a lot of fun and very successful. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Biuchi.
Okay. So John's joining us, and he'll give out the numbers in a minute. I'm going to read something that was handed to me to read today while we're waiting for some calls to come in. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. I'm sorry I'm late. I had to do a presentation for these KLA high school students that came to visit.
Awesome.
So I got done right away, and I'm here. Good morning. And that was John, I'm sure, that called in first, right?
John Nick.
Yeah? Good morning, John. Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, we'll go ahead and go to Renee Athanas.
Oh, good.
All right, Renee, run it by us.
I know what you're going to say, Renee. This is John. Renee, I'm going to be a judge this weekend at the talent show at the Cultural Center. And I had added a note, perhaps Renee will call in about the show.
Are you, Renee, calling about the show? Hello? Hello? Is Renee on the call? Okay, they're switching switchboard operators, so mm-hmm. Now we have Carolyn. Is Renee on the show? Renee,
good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Yes, I'm calling about the fair. The Bethel Fair is happening this weekend, and today is the last day to turn in any and all things. Go to your garden and harvest the best-looking things, pick the best flowers, bake those good pies, cookies, jams, jellies, artwork, prints, photography, you name it, we're looking for it.
Cool. Okay.
So we're accepting entries up until 5 p.m. The sooner you get here, the better, because I got to, like, display them nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be really, really good. And then tonight we'll be doing judging starting at 6 p.m. So if you feel that if you want to help with judging, we can certainly take some more folks doing that. And let's see, then tomorrow we're going to have a Saturday market, which will be in two sections, so it's kind of more condensed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fair display will be up in the window section, so people can come look at the fair display, see who's won ribbons, then they can come over to the market. And then also on Saturday, they can go to the Wild Bird Show. There's going to be a show at 10 and at 2 p.m. over at the Lions Club Park, you know, right by the river there.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, almost forgot, Casey's cribbage tournament is tonight here at the Cultural Center. Be here. I think he had it at 6 p.m. I'm sorry, I don't have the time written down here, but I'm pretty sure it was 6 p.m. here at the Cultural Center.
Did he just yell in the background?
Yeah.
6 p.m.?
I think so. And then on Saturday also, no, Sunday, excuse me, Sunday there's the field day at the fire department. They're going to do all kinds of competitions. They're trying to get teams to go against.
Oh,
I just got word that it's 7 p.m. for the cribbage tournament.
Oh, God. Okay, 7 p.m.
Oh, gosh, sorry. 7 p.m.
Got it.
That's tonight. So the field day is lots of games, outdoor games. You can do it as families. You can do, like, say, you know, the JROTC team got together and they competed, or the fire department got together, or the police department, and they came and competed. So it's a field day of fun things that starts at 11 a.m. over at the fire department. And then also on Sunday, sponsored by the Bethel Volunteer Fire Department members and EMTs, and Donlin Gold, we're having a luncheon for the general public. Not a huge luncheon. I'm not feeding 6,000, but, you know, we're going to have soup, soup and bread, and some cake. So that starts at noon, and it goes till I run out. So that's, and then, oh, and then on Saturday night.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, it's the fair. There's lots of stuff to do.
I know. Let me just remind people that the cribbage tournament tonight at 7 is at the Cultural Center.
Yes, it is.
And we're almost tired listening to you. I mean,
okay,
meaning there's so much to do. We've got to keep track. Okay, Saturday night. Go ahead.
Last thing, I think. Saturday night is a Bethel Live Talent Contest with prizes.
Wow.
You have to get a hold of Grady to sign in for this. Bethel Faux Thai is going to be selling food, so if you want dinner and entertainment, this is the place to be. So there's door prizes. Karaoke gets $50 for the best, and the open mic is $100.
Ooh.
Wow.
So that's what you're judging, John.
Yep.
So... if you have any questions about any of the fair stuff, call me at 543-4538 or call Grady at 543-4548.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does all this get posted on the Facebook page, what's going on in Bethel?
It has been. Grady's been posting it, a big, long list of all the different events and where they are and when they are. So check that, check the Facebook pages, check what's happening in Bethel, or it's going on in Bethel. That's it, it's going on in Bethel. It'll be there.
Yeah, and so the talent show again is when and what time?
Talent show starts at, I'm looking for the time on here, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
for the karaoke, 8 p.m. for the open mic.
Cool.
And there will be a sign-up list at the door,
mm-hmm.
and you have to sign up to perform. And don't forget Saturday Market, and you can come view who's won.
Oh, good.
Great.
Also, bring everything today. If you're going to enter something, bring it today.
Mm-hmm.
All
okay.
right. So thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you for all that.
Yeah.
I think I'll go take a rest now.
Well, thank you, Renee.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
We're going to take a rest, too.
Well, today's the last day for moose hunters to get their moose hunting permits.
Yes, now I have... why do you laugh, John? But well, no, I didn't get my... I haven't gotten my permit.
Hunt, I thought you might be able to hunt for me.
No, I'm not hunting. We are high and dry on that. People are going to have to make offers to us. Now, I can read this that I was supposed to read about the moose permits.
Oh, good.
So, permits are available for the Kuskokwim Moose Hunt RM615. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game would like to remind hunters to get their RM615 Kuskokwim registration moose permits. This year, they are available at vendors until August 25th, today, and online through September 25th. Mm-hmm. Permits and hunting licenses can be obtained at hunt.alaska.gov. The RM615 area includes the Kuskokwim River and its drainages within the GMU Game Management Unit 18. The hunt is divided between two zones. Zone 1 is expected to be closed by emergency order when quota is reached. Zone 2 will remain open from September 1st through September 25th. Bag limit is for antlered bull moose by registration permit, RM615. This will be the 8th year of the hunt, RM615, for antlered bull moose in the Unit 18 Kuskokwim area hunt area. The moose population in this portion of Unit 18 is estimated at approximately 2,100 moose. Wow. Hunting begins on September 1st. Hunters are reminded to report their harvest within 72 hours to the Bethel Fish and Game Office. Unsuccessful hunters and hunters that did not hunt need to report by October 15th. If you have any questions about this hunt, please call 543-2839. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is your hunting info.
Oh, yeah. My hunter already got his permit, and he don't hunt in the fall. He goes out in the winter.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And he goes through the Yukon.
Oh, that's a lot of people go there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, well... I do believe we had a caller.
Now, we have T-Zack, but maybe the caller can identify themselves in the way they would like. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, it's Chico from T-Rack.
Oh.
Oh.
We got T-Zack. Okay, Chico from T-Rack.
Good morning to all, and both of you, too, and everyone that's listening. All the way from T-Rack.
Right. Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so that's good. Mm-hmm. So T-Rack likes to give us a little greeting. Now I saw on your Facebook post. Mm-hmm. Oh, why don't you go ahead and give out the numbers? We haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
sorry.
If you want to call in, comments, 543-5985, 543-2756, toll free, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Now, I saw on your Facebook page maybe a suggestion if people would like to call in with things that they're grateful for.
Oh, yeah.
Good news.
Good news.
Positive kudos to certain things that you want to give a thanks to. We would love to hear those calls today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure proud of the drivers because they're very careful when they're driving, like toward along Ridgecrest going up toward Ptarmigan Street. They're watching out for the kids. I tell you, they're really watching out.
Yeah, that looks like it.
And they stop way before they get to the place where they're supposed to stop so the kids can go across. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are really young, and but their drivers are very careful, and I'm just glad for them.
I appreciate that, yeah. So our lines are open, so anyone can call in. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we'll read your radio. We'll read your email over the air. You can remain anonymous on either your calls or your email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I suppose you picked a lot of berries this fall.
I got some.
Good.
I got some blueberries, red berries, and probably it's time to get out there and get some blackberries.
Yeah, blackberries are ready, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, with all this rain, they're just full of juice.
Yeah, I like that.
Humongous, I think.
Yeah, and some moss berries.
Mm-hmm. Some moss berries.
Not as many of those, but...
Yeah. We call them... Oh, we don't.
What do you call them?
We don't.
I call them mossberries.
Mossberries, yeah. I almost said something in Yupik. I'm not supposed to say anything in Yupik during talk line.
Why? Oh.
Because they have two shows that speak Yupik.
I know, but you can give the Yupik word for mossberry.
Wingyak.
Wingyak. Oh, right. I'm reporting you. Right. All right.
That no, means women who are looking for a husband, they pick those because they're very rare and far between when you pick them. Mossberries, and then you,
oh my
you
gosh.
Get a bunch, you give it to a man, and that's her proposal for him.
That is so funny, because mossberries, they are few and far. Yeah. They are all by themselves. You
really
have to work
juicy.
To get a bunch
yeah,
of them.
They're really
yeah.
juicy, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, I know. All right, Al, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the subsistence or the way of people that live on this land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You probably already know.
But tell us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The white people are the ones that make distinctions of animals, and after that, they make laws
mm-hmm.
to survive them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it with the king salmon also? With the whales, seals?
Oh.
Caribou, moose.
Okay, Al.
There is something that the white man is not doing right.
Okay. You mean that's impacting those populations of animals or making regulations about those animals? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, they're impacting not only animals, but us native people.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Al, for calling this morning.
Al's kind of probably touching on the colonial mm-hmm. experiences out here mm-hmm. on many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alex. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
We're good. Thank you for calling.
Yes. I just wanted to express my personal concern because I'm originally from Yukon River.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Ohagamute, Marshall, and Rush Mission. And, in fact, Rush Mission is still my hometown. I've written several things in Facebook, and I assume that John has read some of them.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah. The recent one that I wrote was something in regards to public gathering in the lower Yukon area to express and deal with some emerging issues that could potentially affect local hunting and fishing and land holdings
mm-hmm.
in the lower Yukon. One of the reasons why I am not in support of any, I think the Western culture would call it movements, you know, like something that people want to do on behalf of other people, is because we already have tribal councils, city councils, and ANCSA village corporations in the villages.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of what's called Native Allotment Program or Native Allottees. Some of those people has passed on. And some of some of their descendants have been placed on, I believe, rather they have been put as in someone who would inherit a piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, portion of that land, like maybe 40 acres or so. In consideration of those things, and because I have a really big concern about organized, recognized regional organizations like nonprofit organizations, I am not in support of any further movements of, unless it's for protection of local, like special area, local area holdings, land holdings, in example. It's good to have things like that, you know, like it's good to put like something you are concerned about in a poll in a multiple ownership, but multiple ownership is never too good to. What I mean by that is if I own something in Bethel area, like piece of allotment, and I live in Yukon River, and that piece of land is traditional and cultural hunting and fishing spot for the families from what people call from time immemorial.
Mm-hmm.
It would not make me look good to be over here somewhere, although I've lived in Bethel area for 20 years and started using up that area for my own personal needs, you know, like subsistence hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
In Yukon River, I'll give you one good example. I know I'm making this too long, but I'm going to give you one good example. There's a Yukon Trail from Johnson River to Yukon River.
Mm-hmm.
And there is native allotments in the area. I heard from a non-native person who knows me and whom I told that I have native allotment mm-hmm. right on the trail. I've heard hunters, I assume from this area, has left a lot of trash right on the native allotment. I was told by my uncle, who has passed on from village of Akachuk. I am not going to mention his name because he already passed on. One time he got my attention. He told me that he was cruising, hunting moose up and down north of Johnson River. And he was very disappointed when he ran across a lot of trash hidden in the trees. Hunters left. And I assumed those have accumulated in years. This has been maybe about 15, 18 years ago that he told me, but I assumed that he was right. He didn't, you know, he didn't make up what he saw. I am going to continue to try to protect the areas in Yukon River. So I'll hang up and listen, unless you have questions.
No, I mean, thank you. No, because he's at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah,
so
remind people out hunting to bring their trash home when they're done, you know?
Yeah, and I was wondering, did you have that show earlier this week about Nunavut Nation?
Yeah, but we were talking fish.
No, but Alex was made a comment about that when you walked out and came back in.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
What
so,
was the comment?
Well, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he had some concerns and maybe disagreement with the formation of another governing body in mm-hmm. the region mm-hmm. because he had said there were other entities already here.
Yeah,
And then I remembered you had that show earlier in the week. So did people call in and give different points of view?
Well, not really, but Alex did mention on Facebook that they should start their own tribal governance movement for the Yukon area, separate from the Kuskokwim region, because we're different groups.
Gotcha, okay.
Yukon and Kuskokwim.
Oh, so he, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Good.
So we have another caller, Frank. Good morning, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Hi. There's a lot of people that was talking about what I was wanting to do, but there's just one part on the cleaning of the pavement. It should always go to the slough. And what's going on? There's nothing going on between the slough and the state highway. Man, I'm just pissed off about that because I work and there's nothing going on.
You mean in terms of road repair and like that?
No, I mean over to the slough. There should be a cleaning thing that always go to the slough.
Cleaning thing. I'm not sure I'm following.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's a cleaning thing that goes from the AC to all the way to Alaska Airlines, right?
A cleaning. I'm not sure what you mean by cleaning.
You mean like road repairs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The cleaning thing.
The cleaning thing. I'm not sure what the cleaning thing is.
No, I don't either.
But you're saying whatever is happening on the main road, you would like to see more of that towards Slough, right?
Right.
Okay. I understand. All right,
Frank. What happened to Eddie Hoffman Senior Center cleaning thing?
Well, they ran out of money and they couldn't operate it anymore, so they had to shut the Eddie Hoffman Senior Center down.
So they shut it down.
Yeah, it's completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you know,
the city, and I don't know what the city's going to do with it.
that's a question we have a lot. What is the city going to do with it?
Man, that really ticks me off because I'm a computer. You know, I do a lot of go back home, but come back, and then go back home. And then into fucking mounds of fucking dirt. Especially right in front of North Star Gas. And there's a big fucking mound of fucking dirt.
That's the end.
Yeah, cut him off.
All right, Frank's done. I hope we got that cut in time. We had the lag.
Yeah,
so.
we do have the lag, yeah.
Okay, well, so we have...
not gotten on the
So we have the Kuskokwim Learning Academy is visiting the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
I see them all out there. Now, I'm going to invite some of them in.
Yeah, there were two
I think they should
yesterday.
Say hello to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they should come on in.
Yeah, come in. Oh, the brave Kayla. Look, some of them are already trying to run out. Come in.
Yeah, come on in.
No, just come in and say hi. On. Who are you? What's your name? Yeah, say it into the mic, and then everyone's going to hear you. Say hi to your mom or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk in the mic, though.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
You have to say your name and hi, Mom.
Yeah, say your name and where you're from and say hi to your family. And we'll do one at a time. You guys talk right like this.
My name is Sophie Nikolai and I'm from Napaskak. And hi, Dadak, if you're listening.
Dadak. Mm-hmm. Okay. You go ahead now. Oh, you go ahead. Somebody. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
My name is Akanasak Olik. Hi, Dad and Mom.
In Greek look?
Yeah.
Wow.
Greek
Max Ulrich's daughter?
No.
Niece. Wow, good. Welcome.
I used to live in Greek look. Mm-hmm. Probably when you were just really like 1 inch tall.
Yeah.
All right, who else is here?
Come on, boys.
Hey, my name is Raina Berry. And I'd like to say hi to my mom.
Okay.
Napakiak,
awesome.
Right?
From Napakiak, right?
Napakiak?
Okay.
Okay.
Young
Make
man?
Sure say where you're from and name.
Hello, my name is Carl Shavings, and I am from McCord. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to McCord, too.
Hi, my name is Wally Joe Jr. from St. Mary's, and hello to all the natives.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Hello, my name is Eugene Alexi Waka.
And you're from where?
Tuxuk Bay.
Wow, we got
That is so awesome. Hey, are you going to come in and introduce yourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Say your name, where you're from, give a shout out to someone you'd like to. Gentlemen, we're looking right at you. Here's the mic. Just say your name and where you're from. Oh, the shy people.
Remember what I told you earlier? They're not here. They're all listening. They're far away from here.
No one can see you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and talk.
Go ahead.
What do we got to say again?
Oh, just you got to talk right in the mic like I am, and then say your name and where you're from and who you'd like to say hi to. Your name is?
My name is Devin Tunutmark, and I am from St. Mary's, Alaska, and I'd like to say hi to my family that is listening to this radio.
Cool. Oh, that's great. Go ahead.
My name is Alexander.
No, you got to get really close to the mic. Close. Yeah.
My name is Alexander Henry. I'm from Oscarville, and I'd like to say hi to my family that is back home listening to this.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
All right. Did everyone introduce themselves?
Everybody?
Yeah. Now, maybe someday you KLA people will work here, or you'll come and be on the show, or
Katie Basil's here, too. Katie, tell
us a little about, introduce yourself.
What the students are doing here.
Okay. So this week we've been lucky to have visitors from KLA. We've had 5 field trips. I think every KLA student has been through these doors this week, and we've shown them our TV station, our TV studio. John Active and Peter Twitchell have talked with them, and we're really excited to have young people come through the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really... KLA has people from all over the place.
Everywhere.
That is really neat.
That's really cool.
So how many... And some of you are starting your year... This is your first year? Oh, some second year? Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
Now, so the KLA, where is their school?
KLA is over at Litnakovic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, after the Kilbuck building burned down. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that mic has a sign that says it's not working, but it was actually working because I could hear you.
If
I can hear you in these headphones, it means the public can hear you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why that is on there. Okay, yes, thank you.
So you all said hello to hundreds of thousands of listeners
on
YK Deltas.
Right.
And beyond.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Beyond.
All right, you guys have a great day. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming in.
All right.
Yeah, see you all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guanaco. Mm-hmm. Thank you, you too. Well, that was so nice.
Yeah.
Look at them.
The third group I talked to, there were 2 yesterday, 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, and then 1 today.
It's a big group.
It's a humongous school.
Maybe one of them will want to intern here.
Sure.
Because, you know, they do part school and they also try out jobs and
stuff. You know, I think we might have some KLA interns. I'm not sure. But we do have students that are interning here at KYUK, and they're learning all about broadcasting.
Wow.
And everything about
When I was in high school, I would have...
Especially.
When I was in high school, I would have loved to hang out at a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I was lucky because I started out pretty young myself here at KYUK. Nigh into 40 years now that I've been here.
Oh, wow.
Fun. It never gets old. It's always fun to be on the radio. And then eventually TV.
Yeah. Well, they're going to start broadcasting talk line on the KYUK TV station, I think Channel 17.
Yeah, I think you
So we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
It'll yes.
be simulcast on the radio.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have another caller, Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. Thank you for waiting. You're
Hello, happy people.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm calling to make people happy today, not upset or wound up or anything like that.
We're with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had fun doing a dance, back to school dance Friday, Saturday. It was fun. The kids had fun. You know, the whole object is to try to provide a clean, safe environment for the kids to have fun, something to do to make them feel cared for or wanted in the community. I'm actually offering a free dance to whoever wants to do a dance because, you know, I spent about $500 doing a dance this weekend. maybe somebody else, agency, somebody wants a fundraiser or something like TAB or KLA or anybody in town, a free DJ dance, you know, by the Magic Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 545-3320. You know, we have to be nice to our kids. And I've been DJing since 91. Some of the kids that I was DJing for are now parents, and they're sending their kids to dances. And, you know, it's just a circle. And all we can do is try our best to make the best of what we have in Bethel. And I just need to see more businesses or agencies or outfits or people do something for the kids. You know, take the time to rent the OMC building, which is, you know, a multi-purpose building. Mm-hmm. And it's only $250 a night for a four-hour event. 543-2608. You know, that's who I call when I want to try to put on an event. So I'm challenging people. And speaking about challenging, you know, their KYK fundraiser, I'm looking forward to that. This time I'll do my best to challenge people. You know. Anyway,
okay.
In the future, today's a good day. Mucky and wet and sloppy out here, but that's okay. We're alive.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you, Wilson.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next, we have Eula. Good morning, Eula. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, it's Eula, Eula, the one I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see.
Sweet.
Whenever we have a Saturday market, I used to see so many interesting things that people can make. And we ourselves would have our own and then look around and we would see all kinds of crafts that people make. But lately, I'm sorry to say that I see more food than any crafts or that people make. I'd like to see more people with crafts because that maybe is the mean Saturday market that they set up. Well, I was there when they were planning about the crafts and arts that people could show and try to sell. So I'd like to see more people with their crafts because they have their ideas and we ourselves copy or have another idea by looking at the other people's crafts.
Nice.
So I'd like to see more crafts than cooking or they're all okay and they're nice, but I wish I could see more people making their own crafts and so interesting things because we learn from looking at the other people. That's all I have, and thank you very much for letting me speak. Good
thank
morning.
You, Eula.
Eula, thank you.
You know, that's a what a nice call because she's talking about how we learn from each other, and she's missing that. I like that because, and I'd like to. That would be fun to see a lot of crafts, and then how artists, you know, they get ideas from each other, and it kind of grows from there. And yeah, so thank you, Eula, for that call and that idea.
Yeah, that's great.
So I don't know if we have any emails. Carolyn will check for that, but we don't have any emails, so we're gonna give out the numbers again, real quick.
Yeah, phone numbers to call if you have a comment or suggestion, whatever. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or email radio@kyuk.org.
Yes, and you can be anonymous in either case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly a lot of exciting things happening here at KYUK and around the community. All the kids are going back to school. They're all gung-ho. I see them every morning going in front of Ayatollah to this high school. And they're just always excited. I say, you guys are going to school? Yeah, yeah. Having fun? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
School should be fun. And there's, oh, what? Oh, it just escaped my mind. I was listening to you, and I lost what I my train of thought. It's okay. No, it's all right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's a very busy time of year, definitely.
So, Edward.
Oh, good morning, Edward. You're on Talk Line.
Yes, I'd like to encourage our ONC tribal members.
Mm-hmm.
Please go to the Board of Directors meeting held once a month. I understand most of our tribal members are being denied. And there's not one tribal member. Oh, well, there's one tribal member I know that's working for our tribal office. And the rest are from the villages. So all you ONC tribal members, go to the board meetings. They're held once a month. It's not good to have our members denied. And I strongly disagree with Gloria Simeon's what she said in the ONC meeting 3 years ago. I strongly disagree with what she said about other villages joining our tribal office. That's all I have to say. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah,
thank you for
you,
calling.
Edward.
Next we have Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. This week on August the 22nd, it was in the evening, I witnessed that passing by the YKHC hospital, a security guard taking a drunk towards traffic. And I have some witnesses, and if there's any other callers that, I mean, if there's any other listeners that saw that, I don't understand why the security guard couldn't call the police instead of pushing the drunk towards the traffic.
Okay. Well, that sounds dangerous. We'll have to...
Yes, if YKHC is listening, there's witnesses I have that could testify against you guys.
Did you report what you saw?
Not, my phone wasn't working at the time.
Oh, okay.
I was disconnected, unfortunately.
Gotcha, okay. All right, thank you.
Have a good morning, and be safe, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
Okay. There you go.
Well, that sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Somebody into traffic.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to know what happened, too.
Yeah,
with this,
well,
what,
yeah.
So we'll have to... But anyway, if you saw it, witnessed that, you can call... I didn't write down the number Tony gave, but probably report it to the police would be the best thing, or report it to YK administration. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of YK, today is the deadline to submit your photographs for the new hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And you can do that online. You can go to ykhc.org and then look, type in the search for photographs, and they have a link that you can go to, and you can upload photos on subsistence, outdoor,
people.
Like landscape, people.
We had nice ones over at the Cultural Center.
Oh, yeah. Did you see? I put some photos in.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to go and look at them.
Yeah. But anyway, you could put your... Because I guess... They're going to have a lot of photography and just bringing, and their theme is bringing the nature inside, bringing the outdoors inside.
Mm.
So people, when they go to the hospital, I mean, they're going to see some really beautiful photos from everyone around the region.
Yeah, we have a bird whisperer here in Bethlehem.
Who's that?
That's John Beverly's.
John McDonald.
Yeah.
Is he the bird whisperer?
The birds come to him and they land on his palm.
I see that. Yes, the
and
chickadees.
He's sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're swapping stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Swapping stories.
Yep.
We
I like
need
that.
More of those photos at the cultural at YK too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because you could submit photos for the
new
Bethel Fair.
Well, yeah, that and for YK's new Chale Chale building.
Yeah.
After Paul John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They want a lot of photos in there.
Yeah, so if you took some nice photos of fish camp or outdoor living, think about submitting them.
Berry picking?
Berry picking, yep.
Sitting in the rain?
Yes. All right, we're going to give out the numbers again. We have the lines are open, and so if you've always wanted to call but never have, think about calling now.
Numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, toll-free 800-995-8954, or email us. You can do it anonymously, even on the calls, at radio@kyuk.org.
So our Bethel City Council is going to have a good amount of candidates running.
Well, they do have a good amount.
Yeah, I think they have six openings. Eight people are running.
Eight people.
Well, that's a lot, eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of men are running, not as many women. So
you're going to sign up then.
Well, I'm a little bit busy. Yeah, no, nobody wants me on city council. I might wreak havoc on there.
Yeah, I was going to run, but if I do, then I get kicked off the radio. I can't be on the radio.
Oh, and I can't do talk line.
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll just stay.
Gloria.
Gloria Simeons, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Diane and John.
Good morning.
I heard...
Your name.
Yeah. And... I'm not really sure what this person is talking about, but my name is in the phone book, and they're welcome to call me if they want to discuss this further.
Mm-hmm. What exciting things are happening at ONC, Gloria?
I don't know. I'm not on ONC Council.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I thought you were all the time.
No, I haven't been for the past, almost 3 years.
Well, excuse me for living, but
oh,
I didn't.
I always
that.
Think of you and ONC linked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a tribal member, and
All right.
So, yeah, if that person would call me, and maybe I can figure out what he was talking about and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And plus, 3 years old. I mean, that's a long time to. Think about what someone said 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm running it through my mind, and I can't
put
my finger on anything that I may or may not have said.
Right. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't worry about it at all. So,
well,
Thank you. Hope you have a good day.
Yes, you have a good day and a good weekend, hopefully, to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. Toll free from the villages, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us and be anonymous on all those calls and on the email, radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah. So the lines are open. It's a little bit of a slow call today compared to what we usually get. And no emails, so people are kind of tucked in.
Laid back, too damp, maybe they're... you want to go out, go anywhere, not even make calls.
It hasn't been a bright, sunny day for like 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So...
But I'm sure Indian summers are coming during the fall.
Oh, those are nice. I like those.
Yeah, those are really nice.
I enjoy that.
Nice and warm and... During the day, but cold in the evening and frosty in the evening.
Yeah.
I hope we haven't had any frost yet.
No, it came close a few days ago.
Oh, man.
But not yet.
You know, once that happens, the berries, doy, pop.
They're doy.
You touch them and they pop.
That's messy.
Yeah.
I like to go out in the fall when it's a bright, sunny day, cool air, and I bring a little blanket, very light little blanket, and I hike out and I sit down. And just cozy up and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let my dogs run around. So it's very nice out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be exciting this weekend at the Cultural Center. A lot of things happening.
Yeah. What is I'm judging something tonight at 6. I don't know what I'm judging. I don't remember. It's not the talent show.
Oh,
you're doing that. I'm going
show.
To that tomorrow night,
Bethel's
too.
Bethel's got talent, I tell you.
Yeah.
There'll be a karaoke and other
maybe
talents.
Maybe singing.
Show. Yeah, they're do that.
Yeah.
Going to be a fun weekend here in Bethel.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of different things happening around in the villages too, but nobody called in with those announcements.
I think I saw before in early September is the Tuxuk Bay Blackberry Festival.
Yeah, they have it. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I love going up the mountain.
I wish I could go there, yeah.
I love going up the mountain.
Well, we have an anonymous caller. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Hello. Okay, I'm calling from St. Mary's. I was wondering, who could we call for help when there's too much nepotism going on in these corporations? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, well.
Wow, they listen to us from St. Mary's.
I don't know how you handle nepotism. That's tricky.
Yeah, I think I would talk to the leadership of the corporation saying that they shouldn't be hiring their relations for jobs that are available for anybody. I mean, nepotism is rampant here.
It seems like in any corporation's policies and procedures, there'd be something about nepotism.
You think.
And if they're violating it, it seems that you could push that. But
well, there is
they
nepotism.
They think they practically owned the town.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you got cut off. I didn't know you were still there, Anonymous, but good. Okay, well, that's the comment. You said you were hanging up, so I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still there. But those are some of the thoughts John and I had.
Yeah, it is kind of rampant around here, nepotism, people hiring their own relations in the villages,
mm-hmm.
not giving other people a chance. That's not right, I think. Gee, thank you for calling in on that.
Yeah, Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Casey.
Good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning, Diane and John.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
Yeah, we had a real nice event last Saturday at the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was nice. It would have been nice to see a few more people there, but, it was nice. And so, but one of the things we did is we started a split the pot raffle. Mm-hmm. And I think we already got about maybe around $750
wow.
in that. And
wow.
then we also, part of the raffle, we have a gun safe and a very nice float coat that was donated by YKHC Injury
mm-hmm.
Prevention. And then I think also a one-year member of the shooting range donated by the shooting club.
Oh.
And they're all going to be part of the raffle. The split the pot will go first. The gun safe and the solo and the one-year membership. And the only sold tickets Saturday. It's going to be a Saturday market tomorrow selling tickets. So the odds should be pretty good of winning something.
Yeah. Oh, cut it. Yeah, go ahead and cut that. Okay, go ahead and cut. Casey, if you're listening, we had to cut you off. There was some kind of technical difficulty going on.
Really,
we think
no,
it might
static.
Be
your, we couldn't hear you.
Be your phone line. You're welcome to call back. Next, we have Shaddy. Good morning, Shaddy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
Just calling to give the weekly update, like every other week. So today
yeah.
is Friday, and the YK Life Savers organization has agreed to pay for half the cost of admission to the pool. So if anybody is trying to get out of this wet, cold weather.
And go into some warm, wet weather.
Exactly. So it's humid on the pool deck, but it's
yeah.
nice and warm.
Yeah.
Hot tub's rocking and rolling, so come on over to the
that
facility.
Hot tub is, that hot tub is huge.
Have yeah, it's very nice.
You can have
I've
your
seen
whole family
17
in there.
People in
really?
There
17
before.
People in there.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never used it myself,
huh.
but it looks like
sounds
it could be
like
fun.
Fun. Yeah.
yeah.
People use it every day. They seem to like it.
Okay, awesome.
Nice
all right, go
warm.
Ahead.
Tomorrow is free Saturday, so the Angstman Law Office kindly agrees to pay for the cost of admission for kids 12 and under from 12 to 8 p.m. the last Saturday of each month, and that is luckily tomorrow. So if any family member is looking for something to do with their kids tomorrow that's pretty cheap, come on over to the facility because it's free for your children to get in and it's half price for you.
What are the hours for that free?
12 to 8 p.m., children 12 and under.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then YK Lifesavers already it continues to sponsor half price fees
for
at the pool every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for adults.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Well, for everybody.
Oh, for everybody.
Free Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not. It's they would use the Inksman discount rather than the YK discount or the Lifesavers discount because it's better.
Okay.
Our group fitness, our instructional programs, and our swim classes all start the first week of September. So the day after Labor Day, September 5th, is when all of our new classes start. We've went around the community and put up flyers. We're going to try to market at the AC next week, and we're going to try to get the materials up on Facebook as soon as possible.
Now, are you teaching anything, Shaddy?
I do not teach anything.
Okay.
My instructor or my supervisor teaches swim.
Okay.
But I don't teach anything.
Okay. You just wander around aimlessly.
That's pretty much what I do. It's a great gig.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, so all of our classes start the first week of September. Cool. We're really looking to push registration because we want all of our classes to run.
Go ahead and name some of your classes. So we.
I'll tell you the new classes. So we're programming a tap dance class, which is completely unique.
Awesome.
We're going to have two classes, one for 3 to 5 year olds and one for 6 and up.
Oh my gosh, 3 to 5 year olds tap dancing. That is so cute. Okay.
We also have a 3 to 5 jazz dance class and a 3 to 5 ballet dance class.
Sweet.
And I could let you know when those are if you want to come over and watch them.
No.
We have a women's self-defense class. That's a new one that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on Saturdays. So if any females out there are looking to defend themselves better, Warren Polk is going to teach that class, and hopefully we get some registration. We have all of our swim classes ranging from our infant toddler swim class, which is 1.5 years, to our elder swim class. So there should be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And these aren't classes that are designed for people that know how to swim. So if you're completely new to swimming and don't know how to swim, we have something for you. So we have classes specifically designed to teach swimming. So a lot of people are apprehensive because they think, oh, I need to know how to swim before I can take a swim class. But no. We have beginner swim classes for every age group, every group of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our usuals. We have judo, yoga, cycling, boxing, weightlifting class. So that'll be on Wednesdays and Fridays. And we have a new water aerobics class on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which is basically like dancing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that'll
dancing
be
in the water.
Yeah.
Dancing in the water to some music. That sounds like a good time.
I think you're going to be in the class, right, Shaddy?
If my schedule permits. I don't know. You've seen me over here.
Yeah.
It's pretty busy when I'm here.
Okay. Shaddy, swimming and dancing.
Dancing and swimming in the water to some good music.
Yeah. We see you doing that. All right.
Yep. All right, guys.
Well,
have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Shaddy.
Bye-bye. Wow, that YK Fitness Center. Mm-hmm. Okay, Rhonda Sargent, thank you for waiting. You're on the line.
Yeah, no problem. Happy Friday to everybody.
Thank you.
So it sounds like you've already gotten some fair calls, so I'm calling about Kids Day at the fair.
Okay.
It is tomorrow from 10 to 2 over here at the Youth Center. So our Kids Day at the fair is by kids and for kids. We have 4-H members and members of the community that are having little vendor booths and entertainment by local youth. And all of our proceeds are going to help with the 4-H sheep program. So if you got to see the 4-H sheep in the parade, that is our sheep called Lammy.
Oh, Lammy in the parade.
Yes. And so what we're doing is we are helping to raise some money for Lammy.
Now, I saw Lammy on the 4th of July parade, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yep,
that's
Lammy was
Lammy.
That's Lammy.
Yeah.
That's Lammy. So if you would like to have lunch with Lammy, that's tomorrow from 12 to 1.
But Lammy will not be the lunch, right?
Oh. Lammy is not yet the lunch.
Oh, yet? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Lammy is not yet the lunch, but we are in 4-H.
Lunch with Lammy.
All of the life skills, including the life cycle. So Lammy is still a lamb, and we're going to, let her grow and have the kids learn from her and she from the kids and learn and grow and do some stuff for a while. So,
that's awesome. Okay.
If you want to come meet Lammy and you would like to feed Lammy lunch, she will be over here at the 4-H building from 12 to 1:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
We're open around 10 o'clock for concessions and by Lemonade Club and the 4-H member booth. 11 to 1 we will have face painting with the library staff who will be over here too. Also, if any of the kids in 18 and under would like to that have something that they've already created, any kind of artwork, crafts, cooking, gardening, Lego creations, things that they have made within the this past year, so this last summer, last school year, that they have created that they would like to have judged, they can bring it over today. We have 5:30 on the list, but we'll take it till even 6. So if they have anything that they would like to enter to be judged, they can bring it over to the youth center today.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, 10 to 2 at the youth center, some stuff for young families and everything, and come see what the 4-H members are doing, be a part of it. We are also going to have tables up about the Bethel Volunteer Leaders Organization. We will have some information about our 4-H boxing club, and we will have our 4-H shooting sports instructor here talking about ways that we are going to be getting 4-H shooting sports started this fall.
Okay, good.
Lots of fun information for families and adults and kids about doing things positively this year in Bethel.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank
anybody
you, Rhonda.
If anybody has any questions or concerns or anything else, please feel free to call 543-2088.
2088. Okay, thank you, Rhonda. That
You're
sounds
welcome.
Wonderful.
Have a great weekend.
Thank
yeah, you.
You
too.
Okay, now Casey has called back. Thank you, Casey. Sorry about that. We completely could not hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah,
yes, we can. And we know there's cribbage tonight, 7 o'clock at the Cultural Center.
No, it's actually at 6.
Okay, let's be clear. It was 6, then it was 7, now it's 6.
Okay, as far as I know, it was always 6. But,
okay.
Okay. All right, and yeah, at the Cultural Center and just to do. So, for that. And so what did you not hear? Did you hear anything on my last time I called?
Yeah, we heard the start of it, and then I don't remember.
Okay. We got a Split the Pot raffle where the first ticket drawn is going to get half the money. We have a gun safe and a float coat that YK Injury Prevention had donated, and that's going to be the second and third prize, and then a one-year membership to the shooting range donated by the Bethel Shooting Club. And those are four prizes will be given out at the Split the Pot raffle, which we're going to draw at the end of Saturday market tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow selling more tickets. And we just started this raffle on last Saturday, so your odds should be pretty good of winning something. So
cool.
And I'll probably be selling smoke detectors and CO detectors too, as long as I'm setting up a table there at Saturday market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
All right. We'll see everybody tonight at 6 for cribbage.
Mm-hmm.
6. All right.
6.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Here's somebody we haven't heard from in a long time.
I know. Glad he called. Lyman Hoffman, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to call in. I've been here. I've had my three granddaughters here from Girdwood, Madeline, Karis, and Elizabeth Short. I took them out fishing, and we made two drifts, and we were successful in getting 48 silver, so they really enjoyed fishing,
good.
And it was another good experience for all of them. They come out once a year, and that's really great experience. Mother Kuskokwim is a great provider.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Nice. So you're having here for a little while then?
Yeah.
I've been here. I'm going to leave for 3 or 4 days and come back. But, yeah, I've been here for about 2 weeks enjoying the rainy weather. But, it's good to come back home and meet with everybody from Bethel. And it's always a great time to come back home.
Yeah, must be really relaxing. I mean, there, you guys had some tough work there at the legislature the past few months, that's for sure.
And I believe the governor is going to be calling us back in October to try to address the deficit that we have, try to come up with some long-term revenues, and not really looking forward to it, but it's the work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Understood, yeah.
You know, I was just wondering if you might have any information about what do you think, how much our permanent funds will be this year?
Well, the permanent fund dividends are set in law, and they will be $1,100 this next year. And there has been a lot of concern that the dividend may be going away, and I've been working very hard to try to keep that dividend and ensure that it at least stay at $1,000 for the long term, forever. Mm-hmm. There's some question. There's people that in the legislature that want the dividend to go away, but I think that it is something that is very, very important, particularly to the people of the YK Delta that have limited income and
right.
to have a guaranteed income of at least $1,000 for a family of four. That means $5,000 income. That is substantial.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That can help people get through a winter. So, what about income? What about revenue generation? What would you like to see?
Well, revenue generation is difficult. I think a combination of, you know, the House of Representatives already passed an income tax that is pretty high. I would like to reduce that somewhat and look at possibly a seasonal sales tax, which would capitalize on the tourist industry. We have even with the marine highway system on the boats, we see 1,100,000 people coming up here every year. That is amazing.
It
and
is.
For them to not pay anything is is not right. So I think that the people that come to Alaska, the workers from Texas and stuff working on the North Slope, the people that come up from Washington, that come up here fishing, they should pay as well. So how do we set up a structure that capitalizes and let them pay at least their fair share and not get a free ride?
Right. Okay, that would be good.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, welcome home, and I hope you continue to enjoy your time before you get called back to Juneau.
I really enjoy my grandfather's coming from Girdwood up here and living the Bethel lifestyle, going out on Mother Kuskokwim, and they need to help participate by feeding the mosquitoes.
That's right.
Yeah,
they have to contribute a drop of blood to the Delta.
Yeah, it's very good to have the experience as you're growing up, because we never forget. We never forget.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
And John, you know, we grew up in Bethel back in the 50s when there was only one road.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had a wooden bridge across Brownsville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days.
I remember that one road you ran along, right along the bank of the Kuskokwim up toward the airfield, which is now the city hall.
Oh, wow.
That was quite
I remember that. Yeah, and there was like only 600 people in Bethel back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
600.
Wow.
And we thought that was lots.
You thought that was lots.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you guys have some good stories between you, I'm sure, from those days. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's neat.
Well, John, thanks for receiving my call, and to all the people of the YK Delta, I wish them well. And looking forward to a moose hunting season. I already went yesterday and got my moose hunting tag. And
good.
Hopefully I will be successful.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, Illumin. Good.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Diana.
Yeah.
See All you. Right. So, Susan, welcome to Talk Line. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome. I came back the other day from a trip at the solar eclipse.
You
saw the total one.
Man. You saw it?
Uh-huh. I went down to Idaho.
How was it?
Well, see, my brother, he lives in Boise.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to get 99.5% coverage. But people said, no, you got to see the total thing because that's when it flips over and the magic happens. So we drove up north. We drove up, I don't know Idaho too well, but we went to Emmett and drove north on the BLM land reserves and just drove north a little bit more and just kind of hunkered down and watched it. And, you know, those special glasses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they tell you you have to wear them. Well, there's no other way. I mean, it hurts to look at it. Otherwise, I mean, there's pain, you know. You don't want to look at it. So anyway, the sun starts being covered, and it just gets more and more covered. And looking through them special glasses, you see what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it's just a little sliver left, you can't really look at it. It's painful. It's that's the motivate. But so anyway, as it's getting covered, the temperature's dropping.
Wow.
And the colors around you are getting like crisp tone, kind of like it's hard to explain.
Yeah, wow.
And then the tiny slivers left, and then, boom, the magic happens. This moon shadow thing rushes over you, total blackout, and you see chalk dust-like waves behind this black circle, the moon.
Uh-huh.
And it's like that's the solar storm.
Right.
And that you can look at without glasses. It didn't... it's white. It's just a different color and everything. And you see two planets got visible. I didn't really see the stars. And then along the edge of the horizon all around you, it's light. Like, I don't know if that's the edge of the rays or if that's the edge of the moon shadow or what. It's just really hard to explain. But the temperature drops. The birds fell asleep. Da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of slowly unopens and it looks like a diamond ring. It's still white. And then it turns back to yellow. Get those solar glasses and don't look at the sun. And then slowly it opens up, the weather changes back to warmer, and it's just really a cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother looked up future solar eclipses. The next one in the lower 48 will be, if I remember right, April 8th, 2024.
Yeah.
And that one, the line of it goes Texas, up around Mississippi, up out Maine area, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one's later on. There's a 2045 one that's parallel to this last one we had, but it's a couple hundred miles south. So that would be going across the continent. And there's actually two of them that are going to hit Alaska, 2033.
Wow.
One over Nome in March. They're an Iditarod.
Oh, pack. No. Will I be here?
Cool.
What is it, 2033?
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Well, I'll be
alive. No,
but I can imagine
won't.
That'll be during March, so there'll be a winter solar eclipse, which probably is going to be a really different sensation.
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh. But there's two of them that go over Alaska this century, and I don't have all the dates. I was looking at this website my brother looked up when I was down in Idaho. But I'm going to try to definitely see another one. And I recommend people to do the complete one because, like they said, it's just not the same as a partial.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen enough partial solar eclipses and mm-hmm. ones that were almost shut and they're right. It's really different when we're not totally. And the whole idea, the odds of this, the shape and size of the moon and the sun and the distances they are and all that, the odds of something like this to be able to happen is really phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Susan, thank you for such a vivid description. That is so cool that you
uh-huh.
went and saw that and called and
uh-huh.
told us
that
about
was
that.
A highlight. Another highlight was seeing a nephew I haven't seen for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We had a blast. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank
Bye.
You so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, what a great experience.
Something to look forward to. 20-something,
40-something.
2033.
I don't know where we're going to be, John. But okay. Carolyn's going to read an email for us, right?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Sounds good.
Yay. Okay, just a quick email message here coming from Renee Athanas. I forgot to say thank you to all the wonderful chefs from last week's Taste of Bethel and to the whole community who came out to celebrate diversity. This will be an annual event thanks to the outstanding turnout of chefs Ethnic Foods and the Community. Renee.
I know. Did you go to that, John?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, but no, I didn't.
I had something from Thailand, something from the Philippines, and something from India.
Wow.
And it was fabulous. Mm. Really great. Great turnout. I encourage everyone to go if they get to in the
now,
future.
Do they don't feed you full place.
No,
I mean,
right. So you pay you pay $5, but you get a lot actually for the $5. But you can pay, like I bought a $15 ticket, so that means I can try three dishes.
Oh.
And you just wander around and then you look at the different tables and what they're offering, and then you pick something here, something there, and you give them your ticket, and then they keep the $5. They keep the ticket. The chef or the cooks. And so that it was really great. All right, so we have a couple of calls here that we'll go to. Robert, good morning, Robert. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am. I was listening to a talk show this morning, and I heard somebody maybe from Fish and Wildlife say that they understand or they verified that moose conch was over 2,000.
Oh, I read the announcement. It wasn't anyone. Said, yeah, the
was
the
that
press
about
release.
The right number?
Yeah, it said. Let me look at that.
That's what I wanted to talk about, ma'am. The number.
Yeah, I want to.
Well,
I'm going to look and make.
Port.
I'm
we're
looking to
port.
Make sure. So the moose population in this portion of Unit 18
is estimated
at 2,100 moose.
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting to discuss. You know. 7 or 8 years ago, I went to the meeting when we first started that moratorium on these moose count.
Mm-hmm.
And the big shots there were telling us and explaining to us that if we waited 4 or 5 years, the moose would flourish like a tree and we'd be able to hunt and gather our subsistence meat. We were told that 8 years ago, and today, we are very grateful to hear that the moose count is 2,000 plus.
Right.
The problem I'm having, ma'am, is if they told us 8 years ago that the moose would flourish, which they have, and we would be able to hunt, and not be given a number of 175 moose that increased it this year. But let me tell you, ma'am, that's less than 10%. We waited 8 years to hunt moose, and now we only get 10%?
Mm.
It sounds more like a job security for them guys that are working on this plan to increase the moose population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we've been doing for 8 years is increasing the moose population, and less than 10% of the moose are getting killed. And it's going more to the, if you're a mathematician, you could figure it out yourself. 10% for 8 years is not benefiting the intent of the moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
It's benefiting job security. They're going to keep their jobs and get paid every month while we get 175 moose, less than 10% of the allocation of the moose that we were told 8 years ago that the moose would flourish.
How many?
And we would have no problem about getting meat. And now we're going to only get 175 of the 2,000. That's less than 10%.
How many moose do you think would be a better count?
At least 25% would manage the moose, the population of the moose,
mm-hmm.
so that they won't overflourish like on the Yukon. The only reason they did that on the Yukon was to enhance the money flow in the region.
Mm-hmm.
But the cost of the airfares stopped all that in our region because of lack of roads. The airfares have gone up so high, we can't even go visit our, visit our cousins in the next village. It's cheaper to go to Anchorage. It costs more to go to McCoy than it does to go to Anchorage, so I go to Anchorage. But anyway, I'm getting back to the 10%, and then it just bothers me that after 8 years of waiting to move out freely, they're still giving us 10%, which definitely guarantees job security for them. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Bob. Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you. John Carter.
Yeah, John Carter. Good morning, John Carter. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, John.
You have to call back because something happened on the phone line. A lot of static. Mm-hmm. We couldn't hear nothing. But we do have Howard.
Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hello. talking about the eclipse.
Yes.
When we were very young, me and my brother, I think I was about 5 and he was about 6. My dad woke us up really early in the morning, about, I think before 7. Mm-hmm. And we were about 5 or 6. And Bethel, you know, had this back road with the VFW over there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were playing out there because my dad told us, you know, play out because he wanted to see our reaction about the you know. So we were out there, and all of a sudden we looked down the road, and this big dark thing is coming towards us, you know. Man, we turned around. We were running home so fast. My dad was laughing so hard. And we ran into the porch, and he said, no, come on out. It's not going to hurt you, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went out and looked. We were peeking out there. He said, come on, let's go look. You know, it got really dark real fast. And it got really cold. I mean, kind of coldish, you know?
Yep.
And
sure,
my dad was laughing so much, you know, and he said, because we were 5 and 6, and he just wanted to see our reaction, I guess.
That's a great story.
And, yeah.
Sneaky.
That is 50, about 56, maybe 57. So that's why I always remember the eclipse, because my dad got us up early and had us look at the eclipse. But he made us look at the side, not at at the eclipse, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I wanted to share with people about the eclipse when I was a little boy.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
That's fun.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a text message. I want to, there's the Fish Commission. Wait a minute, I want to get it.
Is that with the tribes?
Yeah, it's the Fish Commission meeting is Wednesday, August 30th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Cultural Center. It's 9 to 4 at the Cultural Center. It's the full commission, 33 tribes. It's a public meeting, and they will be reviewing the 2017 salmon season and planning for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That's this coming Wednesday, all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm. Okay.
So interesting. Okay. Well, it's almost 11:30.
Phone lines are open for the last call. If you want to try to be that caller, I don't. And we don't have any.
And the number 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Call in before we shut down. Mm-hmm. We're almost done here.
Now you know, in the future, KYUK is doing a lot of development for going back to having a TV station.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
I see a lot of stuff in here. And
tons.
And I think I mentioned even this talk line is going to go on Channel 17.
Mm-hmm. You and I will be on TV.
Yes.
Simulcast on the radio.
And, yeah. You know how Steve Heimel does his show on air?
Oh, yeah.
Talk of Alaska.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, Susan has called. I don't know if it's the same. Is the same Susan?
No.
Oh, different Susan. Okay, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sue Charles from the Jalista office here in Bethel.
Okay.
Good.
I just want to remind all potential shareholders for Jalista Corporation to come in and apply. We're located at 313 Willow Street, which is right behind the Legislative Information Office and Subway Building. And you're also able to apply online as well. And currently, we're reaching out to all applicants who have incomplete applications. We're seeking their verification documents. For example, we may need a birth certificate or a copy of an ID.
Mm-hmm.
So people are receiving emails, letters, or phone calls from us this month. So we would like to get everyone's applications completed in time for the meeting in October.
Yeah, they better hurry up and get on the ball and complete their applications, otherwise they'll miss out.
Yes, and if they have questions, mm-hmm. they can call our Bethel office at 543-5428.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Thank you, Susan.
Goyana.
The Choice office here in Bethel. Well, by golly, look at that.
Well, now that, it looks like our time is, that clock is a little bit wrong, right?
Throw it out, get a new one. What does your time say?
We have 4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes.
It's 11:26.
Okay, we got time.
Yeah.
Anyone want to call?
So someone else can call in if you'd like to call in or shoot us an email and we'll read that.
Mm-hmm. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. We have 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, so probably not. It looks like somebody's calling
in
now, and we'll take that call.
Take that right away.
And that'll be our last call for today. Okay. She's going to type in the name. So, Leonard. Good morning, Leonard. Welcome to Talkline. And you have to turn off your radio or turn it down.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on something that Bobby was talking about earlier about the moose moratorium.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that it worked over on the Yukon. It seems to me that it didn't work here. And I was just thinking maybe a suggestion of a moose drive. If it would be possible, I don't know, but it seems like it would be.
What's a moose drive?
Drive some of the moose over to the Kuskokwim from the Yukon. It's not really that far.
Mm-hmm. What do you say? What do you mean it worked in the Yukon but didn't work here? What didn't work here?
Well, it seems like the moose moratorium on the Yukon worked because they have an excessive number of moose now.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying, but we have an increase in moose here from the moratorium.
Well, I don't think it worked the way that they expected it to over here. It seems like the moose went to the coast instead of sticking around up here.
Oh, you're saying that there's not as many moose as you would have thought
moratorium. Well, I'm agreeing with Bobby there that the moose population didn't come back the way that they thought it would.
Yeah.
But
well,
the moose population on the Yukon came back, obviously, more than they thought it would because mm-hmm. they have so many hunts over there.
Mm-hmm. I think Bobby also wanted to increase the number of moose. Yeah, the number of moose taken in this season.
Yeah.
He felt that there were so many moose that you could take 25% and not 10%. Yeah.
Oh, so I caught the last end of his talk there. So he's saying that there is plenty of moose here on the Kuskokwim.
Yes, and that the
number
harvest limit is
yeah.
100 and something, and that's about 10% of the 2,100 moose. And he thinks that limit should be raised.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, again, I agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
There
and
we go.
Well,
that's nice.
For no other reason, I would hate to see my friend have a heart attack over this.
No, well, no, right. We don't want to see that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Thank you, Leonard. Yeah. And by golly, the time is out. That was our last caller.
Yeah, so that we had a little flurry toward the end there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back September 1st, next Friday.
Wow, September.
John, will you be in the booth?
September?
Yes.
Hey, September,
yes.
I start jury duty.
What?
September 1st. Yep.
No, you don't start on a Friday.
We go in on Thursday, and then September 1st, they start calling people who are on the roster.
Oh, okay. So we may have to talk to Carolyn to be a co-host.
Yeah.
On the days he cannot be co-host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But jury duty is always fun. I love jury duty.
Oh, do you?
I live for jury duty.
You are one of the rare people. You live for jury duty.
I also like to get colonoscopies. That's about it. Okay, let's okay. go.
Wow, we need to go.
Yeah, okay.
John. All right, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sure. That's funny.